Good morning. It's good to be back here at Emmanuel Church.
大家早晨好，很高兴也是一件很美好的事情，再次回到以马内利教会跟大家相聚。
I just came back from my tour to Greece and Turkey, Footsteps of Paul, about 3 weeks ago.
我三周前呢，刚刚从土耳其希腊之旅回来，就是也是看这个保罗之旅这回来。
Thank God, it went very well. The weather was good. The tour guides were excellent. The food was good. The hotels were nice. And nobody got sick or hurt.
感谢神哈，是一个很美好的旅行。这个天气也很好，然后这个导游也很好，食物也很好。也没有人受伤，然后也都很顺利的回来，真是感谢神。
I hope Pastor Lee won't mind if I share a couple of pictures before we begin today's message.
我也希望能在这个信息开始之前呢，跟大家分享一些照片，希望牧师不要这个没有反对。
I took over 1,600 videos and pictures, and I haven't even sorted through them yet.
因为我这个照片和这个录像呢，有1,600多份。那我还没有时间把它们都整理一下呢。
But let me take a few minutes to show you a few of these pictures and videos.
那下面呢，就花几分钟的时间跟大家看一下中间的一些照片和录像。
So on Monday, May 5th, we flew out of Newark, New Jersey, and landed in Athens, Greece.
在星期一，我5月5号呢，我们就是到了这个雅典。
We were a group of 15 total. My people was 8, and the company added 7 others.
我们一共呢是15个人这个旅行团，有8个人呢是跟我来的，然后这个旅行公司呢又给我们加了7个人。
This was when Newark was having travel problems, so 4 of our 15 missed their flights or they were canceled.
然后因为那个时候正好是赶上就是 Newark 这个机场，就是新泽西这个机场，那个出现问题的时候，所以有4个人呢没有赶上他们的飞机，他们来晚了。
We traveled to many different places. We spent about 4 days in Greece and 7 days in Turkey.
然后我们整个旅行呢去了很多地方，然后我们在希腊花了4天，然后土耳其7天。
Here's a picture of our visit to Philippi, one of the cities of Paul.
那这个是保罗曾经去过的城市之一腓立比的一个照片。
This is where the first convert to Christianity in Europe was baptized, Lydia.
那这也是就是欧洲的第一个基督徒被这个在那里受洗的地方。
And so by this river, by the stream of water, is a little church and also a place where people can meditate and pray and actually receive baptism.
就是因为在这个小河嘛，这个小河边上有一个教会，然后就有人就在这儿受洗。
We happened to happen upon another group ahead of us, and we saw 2 people actually getting baptized in that little stream and river.
就是正好在我们前面的有一组旅行的人呢，中间有2个人正好就在这个曾经就以往的基督徒这个受洗的这个小河里面，他们也在受洗。
Here's a short video about a minute where you can witness the baptism of this young fellow.
那下面呢就有一个大概1分多钟一个简短的这个录像，大家可以一起来见证这位年轻人受洗的过程。
Let's take a look.Wherever you go, I go. Wherever you stay, I go. is one of the many highlights of our trip and a blessing.
这也是我这次旅行里面很多高光点的其中之一，跟大家分享。
So we spent about 7 days in Turkey. We went to many different places, but here's our final group picture in our last stop, the city of Ephesus.
因为我们在这个土耳其的七天旅行呢，去了很多的地方。那这一张照片呢，就是我们的最后的一个停留点，就是以弗所，也是我们这一群人的最后一张集体照。
I thank you for your prayers and your support. Maybe when I have time to organize these 1,600 videos, I can come and share for your adult Sunday school a little bit more detail.
也感谢这个教会对我的支持以及对我的祷告啊，那也希望我有时间在整理了这1600份的这个照片和录像之后呢，有机会回到这里跟大家，也许是在你们这个成人主日学的时候来跟大家分享我们的这个旅途。
So today will be the very last message on my series, Paul, His Life and Journeys.
那今天呢，也是我这个有关保罗的系列讲座的最后一篇。
If you remember, last time we looked at Paul's journey to Rome and his arrival in Rome in Acts chapters 27 and 28.
如果你还记得呢，我上一次来的时候就是讲到了《使徒行传》的27到28章，讲到这个保罗去罗马，以及在罗马这个之后他的这个福音旅程。
We ended the sermon last time with the very last verses of the book of Acts.
那我上一次的这个讲道呢，也是这个《使徒行传》的最后两节这个经文作为这个我上一次讲到的结尾。
There in these verses it says, for 2 whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house, welcomed all who came to see him. He proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance.
那圣经里这样记载，保罗在自己所住的房子里住了足两年，凡来见他的人他全都接待，放胆传讲神国的道，将主耶稣基督的事教导人，并没有人禁止。
So the book of Acts ends rather abruptly and open-ended, and the question is, what happened to Paul after his time in Rome?
因为这个《使徒行传》呢，就在这里忽然就结束了，而且也给大家一个这开放性的这个结尾。那人们不禁会想，那就是说保罗在这个罗马到了罗马之后又发生了什么呢？
Paul was a prisoner under house arrest awaiting trial before Caesar in Acts chapter 28.
那因为在这个使徒行传28章呢，记录到保罗当时是被这个在家里软禁的。
What eventually happened to Paul when he was in Rome?
那最终保罗在罗马发生了什么呢？
Did Paul appear before Caesar, have his trial, and was he executed at that time?
那保罗到底有没有在那个地方见到凯撒大帝啊？最后到底是不是是怎么样被执行的呢？
Or was he released from house arrest as a prisoner and able to travel on further journeys?
还是说当时他可能被在软禁过程之后又被释放，他可以这个四处旅行啊，最后又被捕呢？
So in today's message, we will look at what happened to Paul after Rome.
那所以今天的信息呢，就想跟大家分享一下，就是保罗在罗马之后发生了什么。
Let us open in prayer.
让我们来先做个祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day of worship.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们为这美好的主日可以来敬拜你而感谢你。
We thank you for all your blessings and provisions and your goodness to us.
感谢你的祝福以及对我们让我们能看到的远见以及你各样的同在。
We thank you also for the trials and tribulations, for they help us to grow, to mature, and make us stronger.
那我也为我们在成长的过程中所遇见的困难和艰辛也献上感谢，因为这使我们成熟。
We pray you'll help us to see that and be inspired as we see that in the life of Apostle Paul.
我们祷告真是能够通过、保罗的一生看到我们所受的苦也是神你对我们的祝福。
We pray in Jesus' name, His Lord, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的、名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Before we look at what happened to Paul after Rome in Acts 28, I need to mention one thing I did not mention last time.
那我们在这个二十八章回到保罗生平的时候之前呢，我想跟大家讲一下我之前没有讲到的部分。
And that is the point that many scholars believe that when Paul was under house arrest in Rome in Acts chapter 28, he wrote four of his letters.
因为有很多这个大多数的圣经学者呢都认为就是保罗在罗马被软禁期间呢他写了他十三封书信中的四封。
These are known as Paul's prison letters because each one mentions, he mentions that he was a prisoner of the Lord and in chains.
那这些书信呢被称为保罗的狱中书信，原因呢是因为 这四卷书呢都在不同的地方提到他为福音受苦。
Ephesians 4 verse 1, as a prisoner for the Lord,Then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
那在以弗所书四章一节这样说，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Philippians 1:12. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard,And to everyone else, that I am in chains for Christ.
那腓立比书一章啊，十二到十三节这样写：弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺，以致我受的捆锁，在狱营全军和其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故。
The little book of Philemon, Paul says there.Therefore, although in Christ I could be bold and order you to do what you ought to do, yet I prefer to appeal to you on the basis of love. It is as none other than Paul, an old man, and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus.
在短信腓立门书中记载，我虽然靠着基督能放胆吩咐你何宜的事，然而像我这有年纪的保罗，现在又为基督耶稣被囚的。宁可凭着爱心求你。
So while Paul was under house arrest in Rome in Acts 28, most scholars believe Paul wrote these so-called prison letters while he was there.
正像我们刚才经文中所读到的，有这样的支持，所以大部分的圣经学者呢，都认为保罗是在这个软禁的期间写的这四封信。
These are his so-called prison letters, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon.
这些、被称为保罗的狱中书信，它包括以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书和腓立门书。
Now, as a Bible scholar, I do have to mention that there is some debate about Paul's prison letters.
那我作为一位圣经学者呢，我也想跟大家提到的是说，就是有关这个所谓的保罗的狱中书信，其实也是有这个不同看见的。
These four letters Paul mentions that he was imprisoned in chains for Christ, but he doesn't tell us which imprisonment.
因为在这个书信中所提到的，就是为主被监禁呢。他并没有提具体是说是哪一个监禁。
Paul, if you remember from the book of Acts, Paul was imprisoned many times and in different places.
因为如果你读《使徒行传》的话，你就会发现保罗在他这传道过程中，他多次入狱。
Some scholars believe Paul's prison letters was actually written, from Ephesus or Caesarea.
因为有些圣经学者认为呢，这个保罗他这个所谓的狱中书信可能是在别的地方，像撒加利亚什么的来记载他之前的这个经历。
But the vast majority of scholars today, I would say 80 to 85% of scholars today believe Paul wrote his prison letters from Rome in Acts 28.
但是大部分80-90%的这个圣经学者呢，都相信保罗是在罗马写的这些这个狱中书信。
Speaking of what most scholars believe that Paul was actually released from prison in Rome and was able to travel, do more missionary work, but then he was imprisoned in Rome a second time, where he was finally executed.
因为大部分的圣经学者呢都相信就是保罗在罗马被监禁一段时间以后呢他被暂时的释放他也可以四处的去旅行那之后呢他又再次被捕然后重新入监之后才被执行了死刑
Now, the book of Acts doesn't tell us about this additional journey. It's not 100% clearBut there are three main reasons why scholars, the vast majority, believe that Paul was released from Acts 28 and traveled on a fourth missionary journey.
因为就是因为大部分的，如果我们就是看了这个《使徒行传》呢，就会看到就是保罗其实是在是很多学者是相信他是被监禁然后释放。之后呢他又做旅行被称为这个保罗的第四次这个福音旅行。
The first reason is regarding Paul's pastoral letters.
那因为有一些就是下面就会讲一些实际的原因来支持这个观点。那第一个呢就是说来看保罗的这个牧教书信。
There's another group of letters of Paul called his pastoral epistles or letters. These are 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus.
那就是保罗还有一组书信呢被称为牧教书信或者书信。那这些书信呢就包括提摩太前后书和提多书。
If Paul was tried and executed in Acts chapter 28, then how did he write these three other letters?
因为如果这个保罗是就在像《使徒行传》28章这里他就被捕然后就执行死刑的话那他有什么时候写的这些牧教书信呢
We can account for Paul's 10 other letters with his missionary journeys, but what about these last three?
那因为就是说我们可以说他的那个十封书信呢都是在他这个旅行这个宣教旅行过程中写的那么这最后的这三封信又是什么时候写的呢
So this is the first reason why scholars believe that Paul was indeed released from his first imprisonment in Rome and was able to travel and do more writing to the churches.
这就是为什么大部分的圣经学者相信保罗在这里呢他在这个罗马有被释放然后他还可以四处旅行的一个支持。
Here's some further evidence from the book of Titus itself.
那提多书本身一些细节呢也可以进一步的支持这个观点。
Paul is writing in chapter 1 verse 5,The reason why I left you in Crete, he's writing to Titus, the reason why I left you, Titus, in Crete was that you might put in order what was left unfinished and appoint elders in every town as I directed you.
因为在这个提多书这个地方就是他写给提多的说我从前留你在克里特是要你将那没有办完的事都办整齐了又照我所吩咐你的在各城设立长老
From this verse it's implied that Paul had planted some churches in the island of Crete and left Titus his disciple there to finish up the workin that island.
因为从这个细节你就是可以看到保罗呢曾经去了这个小岛克里特在那里建立了教会然后他把他的这个同工提多留在那里那他之后才会给提多写信这也是一个细节证明就是说保罗曾经可以旅行。
It is very difficult to fit this ministry in Crete with his three previous missionary journeys.
因为这个对这个小岛的这个职堂呢，和就是很难把这一个行为和其他的三次这个这个福音旅行能够放在一起。
Later in chapter 3 of the same book, 3 verses 12 to 13, Paul continues and says, As soon as I send Artemis or Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me at Nicopolis, because I have decided to winter there. Do everything you can to help Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their way and see that they have everything they need.
因为这提多书你要继续看看他这样写我打发亚提马或是推基古到你那里去的时候你要赶紧往尼哥坡里去见我因为我已经定义在那里过冬你要赶紧给律师希纳和亚波罗送行叫他们没有缺乏
So from chapter 3 Paul is trying to set up a meeting with his disciple Titus in this city called Nicopolis
因为在这里就是提多书第三章，你可以看到保罗呢给他的同工写信，来要就是来通知举行一个会议，就是在尼哥波里那个地方。
In the context of Titus chapter 3, Paul is apparently free to travel and is even setting up a meeting with Titus.
所以你就可以看到这个在这个提多书的这个背景是说，保罗是可以自由旅行，并且还跟他的同工来预备这个同工会。
Nicopolis, by the way, is a city on the western shore of Greece.
那这个尼哥波里城呢，是这个希腊的这个西边的一个小城。
But the background is that Paul is not in prison, and he is free to travel and to set up meeting with his disciple Titus in Nicopolis.
所以这个背景就是说，保罗他是自由的，他可以四处寻走，甚至去跟他的同工去见面。
So this is the first reason why scholars believe that Paul must have had this mission decree, and this meeting with Titus after being released from Rome in Acts 28.
这也是为什么大部分的圣经学者相信那保罗呢在这里他曾经被释放那他有自由来四处寻找并且和他的同工见面。
The second reason is because when you read Paul's so-called prison letters, he is optimistic.And he says that he expects to be released from imprisonment in Rome.
而且呢，还有另一点，就是说，这个保罗在他的一些这个监狱书信中呢，也写到他很乐观，表示他可能会很快将被在这个罗马的监狱中被释放。
Philippians 1:19, For I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.What has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance.
因为在腓立比书这样记载说，因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。
Philippians 2:24, and I am confident in the Lord that I myself will come soon.
然后这个腓立比书2:24也说，但我靠着主，自信我也必快去。
So the second reason is the outlook of Paul is hopeful. He expects to be released from imprisonment.
那所以支持这个观点的第二个证据就是说，保罗他本身也是对于他从这个罗马监狱的释放抱着积极乐观的态度。
The third reason is early Christian tradition regarding Paul's fate.
那还有就是第三个，就是说早期教会，有关这个保罗命运的记载。
Of course, all of these church traditions and early church fathers are not in the Bible, so it's not quite biblical.
就像因为这个早期教会的一些记录呢，因为他们不是这个圣经的一部分，所以就是还没有这种圣经的权威。
But if you look at these early church fathers, historically speaking, many of them seem legitimate and seem truthful.
但是如果你看了这些早期教会，这个 对于教会历史的记载的话，那也可以看到它的真实性是很有真实性的，历史的真实性。
We have one early church, father or leader named Clement of Rome.
那我们就是对这个有一个就是在罗马的一个教会，克莱门特这个早期的就是是早期的教父。
As early as A.D. 95, within one generation, he writes that Paul had reached the furthest limits of the West.
因为当时他的时间是公元95年，所以那就相当于跟这个保罗只有一个这个世代。那就是离这个因为公元95年，所以是在这个公元的第一个世纪之内，他记载到说保罗传福音到了这个西方的尽头。
In the Roman Empire, the furthest limits of the West was Spain. It was a province of the Roman Empire.
对于罗马帝国来说呢，这个他们这个西方的尽头大概可能指的就是应该是西班牙。
Another writing in the late second century, maybe a century later, mentions briefly that Paul had specifically traveled all the way to Spain.
那还有就是有另外一篇这个历史资料的记载，记载到详细记载到保罗曾经一路旅行到了西班牙。
So for these three reasons, we conclude that Paul's final days, his final years, was spent on a, believe it or not, fourth missionary journey. Fourth missionary. You thought three was enough, now he's a fourth one.
就是基于上述的所有这些支持呢，我们相信保罗其实在这个之前的这个三次的福音之旅之后，还有第四次福音之旅。
Of course, now keep in mind this is a bit speculative, but reasonable.
但是你也要知道这个呢是有一些推断性在里面的，但是这个推断也是非常是有实据的，是可以理解的。
So this is the, this is what is believed or thought to be Paul's fourth missionary journey after Acts 28.
那所以就是说在这个使徒行传二十八章之后呢，那是一个让人可以就是合逻辑的相信保罗还有第四次福音之旅。
Okay, so...Paul was probably released from house arrest in Rome in Acts 28, traveled from Rome to the far west over here to Spain, and then North Africa, and then ministry in Crete with Titus. This is based on Paul's pastoral letters, different things he mentions in 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus, and then some ministry in... Colossae, Ephesus, Philippi, and then meets up with Titus in Nicopolis, and then is arrested and imprisoned in Rome, a second Roman imprisonment.
所有这一些就是从《使徒行传》二十八章记载，就是说很可能就是保罗呢在罗马被软禁。了两年之后呢，他是得释放，然后继续进行了他的第四次的这个宣教旅程，写了提摩太前后书，提多书，以及就是提摩太前书，然后提多书，后面他又写了一封就是提摩太后书，然后他前往了那个西班牙，而且在这个克里特岛，那是就是北非和其他这个地方传福音。
When you read 2 Timothy, we find Paul is telling Timothy once again he is in prison.
那如果我们读到提摩太后书，你就可以看到保罗就是告诉提摩太，他是这个第二次被监禁了。
there in 2 Timothy, beginning in verses 8 to 9, chapter 2, Paul says, "Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained."
因为就读到提摩太后书二章八到九节这样记载，你要纪念耶稣基督乃是大卫的后裔，他从死里复活，正合乎我所传的福音。我为这福音受苦，甚至被捆绑，像犯人一样。然而神的道却不被捆绑。
I should mention that during Paul's fourth missionary journey with his travels, that's when he would have written 1 Timothy.Then Titus, and his very last words and letters would be 2 Timothy.
那然后我们从这个时间顺序就可以看到呢，就是保罗可以这个他的这个牧教书信，他可以自由走动的时候呢，他写了提摩太前书、提多书。那后来这个他这个提摩太后书呢，其实是他最后的一封书信。
When you read Paul in 2 Timothy, his outlook and the tone is more pessimistic. He expects that he will die soon.
而且如果你读这个提摩太后书，你就会发现保罗的语气，以及他对命运的前瞻也有截然不同的这种感受，他预感到这个死亡即将来临。
There in 2 Timothy 4 verse 6, he writes,For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near.
就像提摩太后书四章六节记载说，我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
So in all likelihood, 2 Timothy is Paul's last words and his final footsteps in life.
就很可能就是这个提摩太后书是保罗最终的就是临终遗言，而且也是他这个福音这个宣教之旅的最后的脚步。
According to church tradition and the early church fathers, Paul was tried and executed as a martyr under the Roman Emperor Nero sometime in AD 64 or thereafter.
就是那个教会早期的这个历史记录保罗很可能就是在主后被最后就是作为这个殉道者被罗马帝国罗马皇帝执行了死刑。
According to church tradition,unlike Apostle Peter, Paul was beheaded, probably because he was a Roman citizen, and Roman citizens are not allowed to be crucified, but they can be beheaded.
就是很可能因为保罗呢，他是罗马人，所以呢，他最后是被实行了斩刑，而不是像就是其他的这个。其他的像彼得是被钉了十字架。
Now, according to historians, they are confident that we know where Paul was beheaded and executed in Rome and maybe the southeast sector of the city of Rome.
就是而且这个历史学者呢也认为就是保罗当时是在这个罗马城外东南方向被实行的斩刑。
Also, according to historians, we are quite confident that we know where Paul was actually buried.
而且就是因为这个有这个早期教会的这些记录呢，我们也很有信心的能够相信保罗的这个墓被葬在哪里。
Paul would have been buried outside the walls of the ancient city of Rome because that's where the cemeteries were.
按理说呢，保罗是应该是被这个在罗马城墙之外在那里埋葬，因为那个地方是就是罗马城的墓地。
Today there was actually a church on the site where Paul was buried.
那当今呢，其实就在保罗的这个墓地呢，在那里有一个教会。
This is
有一个教堂。
This church is one of is a very large church, a very ancient church, and it's called the Church of Saint Paul outside the walls.
那是一个很古老也很大的一个教堂，被称为就是在城外的圣保罗教堂。
This is a very large and beautiful church, the Church of Saint Peter in the Vatican City.
这是一个很大也很漂亮的教堂，正像这个在梵蒂冈呢有这个圣彼得教堂。
According to historians, they are quite confident that Paul's body and remains are in the tomb in this church.
而且就是这个历史这个学家也相信。就是保罗就埋葬在这个教会的这个墓地里。
This church is about 2 miles away from the city center, so it's not in Rome, it's just outside of Rome today.
那就是这个教堂呢，不是在就是罗马城内，但是它就离城中心2迈的这个地方，就是离城也很近，但是不是在城里面。
I read among Christian travelers that this Church of St. Paul outside the walls is one of their favorite sites and places to visit. If you go to Rome, you must go to this church.
就是我读了有关这个基督徒写的游记呢，就是提到这个他们去罗马最喜欢去的地方呢，就是这个城外的圣保罗教堂。
Now, because of today's special message, you do not have to travel to Rome.
那因为今天我们有个这个特别的这个信息呢，所以你不用就是去要旅行去罗马。
I purchased a video of a British actor who made a series called The Footsteps of St. Paul.
那我就是买了这个录像，是一个很有名的英国的演员，那他拍了这个短片，就是叫这个保罗的足迹。
And you will get to see
westward to Spain, or perhaps
you will get to visit this Church of St. Paul based on this video from David Suchet, a British actor.
那就是下面我们就看这个 David Suchet 这个一个英国演员所就是拍的这个圣保罗这个教堂在罗马。
Let's take a look.
Some have argued that Paul wasn't executed, that he continued westward to Spain or perhaps returned to the east. The truth is, we just don't know. But the church tradition is that he was beheaded and buried here in Rome, where the Basilica of St. Paul
now stands. There's the tomb of St. Paul.
Now stands.Cardinal Francesco Monterisi led me to what he believes is the final resting place of Paul. And inside the sarcophagus is St. Paul.
Yes, we believe that the body of St. Paul is inside.
What have you been able to see inside?
We could not open the sarcophagus, but the endoscope has been dropped inside.
They dropped the endoscope. Endoscope.
Some pieces of tissue and some pieces of bones. We were able to take a small piece of bone, and it was examined by experts. The result of the examination was that it belonged to a man of the first or second century after Christ.
Amazing.
This is the basis of our the idea that this is the real core of the symbol buried in this sarcophagus.
Amazing. It's very special. Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Thank you very much.
It is a great pleasure.
It's a great privilege for me. Thank you.
So there you have it, Apostle Paul's final resting place in Rome.
所以我们刚才就看到的是保罗最后被埋葬在罗马的地方。
I mentioned last time that Apostle Paul traveled to so many different places besides Greece and Turkey.
那我上一次的讲到呢，提到这个保罗去了很多的地方，除了这个去了希腊，和土耳其。
So now I must organize another tour of the footsteps of Paul to Crete, other places in Rome, his final resting place.
所以我想可能我要再来计划一个旅行，就是除了这个在罗马的这个地方。
Let's close today and reflect upon Paul's legacy.
那我们现在来结束这个保罗给我们留下的遗产。
Let's listen to Paul's final words in 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 to 7.
那我们先来听一下保罗的临终遗言在提摩太后书四章六节。
There he writes, For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
我现在被交奠。我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
In all these series of messages that I shared, I did not mention that Paul is actually a very controversial figure in Christianity.
那我在前面这个一系列的讲道过程中呢，我可能没有提到这个保罗本身这个人。在这个基督在这个信仰里呢，那对他的评价也是就是有不同的。
It's really interesting when it comes to Jesus. Everybody loves Jesus. Even if you're a non-Christian, you respect and you love Jesus.
就是当我们谈到耶稣的时候呢，所有的人都爱耶稣，甚至一些不信的人都就还没有基督信仰的人，他们也爱耶稣。
But when it comes to Apostle Paul, some people love him and some people hate him.
但谈论到这个使徒保罗的时候呢，那有人爱他，有人恨他。
Some scholars and historians say that Paul actually corrupted Jesus' words.
那有些人甚至说这个保罗呢，把这个耶稣的话就都给腐蚀了。
They say Jesus was all about love, but Paul was more legalistic and more demanding. We don't like Paul.
那因为他们觉得耶稣呢，就是都是爱，保罗呢就是很这个就是很坚硬，而且就是很律法主义，带很多的条条框框，我们不喜欢他。
Whether you love him or you hate him, you must respect him.
不管你是爱他还是恨他呢，你都应该尊重他。
How many of us today can write, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith?
就是我们当中有多少人可以说这样的话呢？说我美好的仗已经打过了，当跑的路已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
As we close this series of messages and reflect upon Paul's legacy, we should reflect upon our legacy. What will be our legacy when we pass from this world to the next?
就是当我们在这里回顾保罗的生平的时候，以及他的遗产的时候，那我们可能要想的是说，那我们又留下了什么？
couple of months ago, I was preaching in another church, and after the service was over, a young lady came up to me and asked me a question.
几个星期前呢，我在另一个教会讲道结束，一个年轻女孩子到我跟前说，可不可以问你问题？
She asked me, Pastor Milton, are you going to retire soon?
她说，哦，那个 Milton 牧师，你是不是快退休了呀？
I didn't say anything, but in the back of my mind, I was thinking, why do you ask? Do I look like I should retire?
然后我脑筋就很快的就在背后就在想。哎，你为什么问这个问题？难道我看上去很老吗？
I put it this way, I am eligible for retirement.
然后呢，我这么说吧，我是这个有资格，就是这个到了这个退休的这个条件是满足了。
And when you are eligible, you start thinking about your legacy. What will my legacy be?
当你就是觉得条件满足的时候，你可能就会想到说，那我留下了什么样的足迹和遗产？
What will your legacy be?
那你要留下的这个足迹和遗产是什么？
You know, Pope Francis died recently, several months ago. Pope Francis.
那个这个大主教 Francis 刚去世没多久。
And in his last will and testament, he said, I only want one word engraved.On my sarcophagus or my tomb.
因为他说呢，我在我的这个墓碑上呢，我只想刻一个字。
And he said, just my name, Franciscus.
就是 Franciscus， 我的名字。
So you go to visit Pope Francis' tomb, and on his tomb there, is engraved one word, Franciscus.
如果你去看这位大主教的这个墓地的时候呢，你就会看到他这个墓碑上呢只刻了一个字，就是他的名字 Francisca.
And so the thought and reflection today is what will be our legacy when we pass from this world to the next.
那所以今天这个讲到最后留给大家的任务就是说，你想一想，你如果离开这个世界，你所留下的是什么？
I hope it will be something similar to what Paul writes.In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7.
希望你能够留下的是跟这个保罗在提摩太后书四章六节留下的这句话相似。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
Let us close in prayer.
让我们来结束祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this amazing and at the same time controversial Apostle Paul.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们为这个很神奇的，也有一些不同评价的保罗，我们因着学习他的生平，我们向你献上感谢。
Whether we love him or we hate him, there's no doubt we must all respect him.
不论我们是爱他还是恨他，我们都要尊重他。
He wrote 13 letters of the entire New Testament.
他写了这个十三封书信来为你做见证。
And he died for the faith.
他也为了他的信仰而献上了生命。
Perhaps there's no greater example of how to live for Christ than the Apostle Paul.
也许除了这个圣徒保罗，没有更超过他像耶稣这样活出的见证。
May we pray, Lord, you would give us the strength and the perseverance and patience to live up even to a little bit of what Paul has accomplished in his life.
愿主赐给我们力量和坚持，能够真的是活出哪怕是一部分一点那样像保罗的。生命来。
We pray in the name of Jesus, Paul's Lord and Savior.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名，也是保罗的主。
Amen.
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 Amen. 让我们起立，我们唱首诗歌。
Follow Jesus. I have Dearly Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us your word and for helping us to learn from Paul, who was faithful to the end, holding fast to the faith until he saw you face to face. May your grace uphold us so that we too can fulfill the mission you have entrusted to us. 亲爱的天父，感谢你借着保罗的榜样教导我们，求你帮助我们忠心到底，完成你给我们的使命。The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Please be safe. 感谢赞美主，我们默祷散会。